Hello everyone, it's Nico here in Siakluma Podcast, and yes, we talk. I'm so happy to be here, and little bit to tell you, this is the last episode for Degrowth Human Ecology. What a journey. It's been really good, and I just want to thank everyone who participated on the podcast in advance. You know, like, it's been great, actually. I think the point of the podcast was actually not only raising awareness, but actually for us to look back, like reflect what we did, what we learned, and what we're going to do about the course. Everyone came to the podcast, they have a different experience, different opinion. Monly is like very positive as well. It's been a very good community together, working together on this. It was really nice. And all the organizers and the speakers, everybody, for me, was really, really nice to meet you all. I can say that again. So in this episode, you're going to hear me talking to Dawn and Finn. They are very good friends, so their conversation is going to be lighting up as well. It is really, really nice. I'm just going to say a bit about myself that, in this course, I think I learned, I've spoken about this in every episode. I learned a lot of good things and meeting good people as well. It's not sad, it's the last episode, but it's kind of like the best thing to do in life is to have something to end up with positive. So that's the point. I'm happy that we've done it and we're still going to do it. The podcast is an open space for everyone. We can welcome, we can do some things together. So I'm just going to go straight to the question. The question is for all of us, even in the listeners. If you are listening to this, the question is for you as well. What do degrowth and human ecology mean to you? You done?
Yeah, I think it's kind of come to give me a lot of hope. Kind of symbolizes to me a new, new possibilities that I kind of lost hope for, and living from a sense of slowness and stillness and like being conscious about the way that you are in the world and the way that you are with yourself and everyone and everything that exists. So
like what human ecology really means, you know, is that but I feel like the term human ecology is something that I'm still kind of comes down to the no. Yeah,
good. Yeah.
It's right, Don's face.
Now talk, is alright.
Yeah, good. So, I mean, but degrowth is something that like instantly has made a lot of sense to me. Human ecology, I think, you know, it takes time, like takes practice to kind of understand. I think actually acting out, consideration and, you know, respecting things that sustain us is like a practice that human ecology kind of requires to be, you know, to be fully understood. But I think degrowth has spoken to me instantaneously. Yeah.
Yes, clearly.
So I think, you know, being to me, what's come out of this course has been, you know, what we spoke about in the residential about like feelings of awe, you know, of finding awe and inspiration in everything, that, you know, the most mundane aspects of what is kind of fundamental in life, like our homes and our food and our place and our community and I think by finding those things that provide that like awe and kind of allowing those times to slow down and appreciate that has like leads itself straight to a place of not needing extra, of not needing and wanting more, and then not needing to like use more and find further resources, and then like kind of trickles into way more kind of political and economical.
Yeah, the next question goes to three of us here. The question is, how would you put this course into practice at your work or in the community? I'll start by saying for me, I learn a few things during the course as well that can be useful for the community gathering. And as well, like, special for me, it was new, you know what I mean? Like, there's a culture difference as well when that course I was listening to some things that Alistair was talking about, and which is a very, very impressive, very nice. And just to be around people, I think as well, sometimes we don't notice that to meet a new friends, a new group, you're also learning how to be around people, and that's kindness and listening. And yeah, that's for me that I can use there. But I'm going to start with you, Don. Yeah. Tell us, what did you take on that one?
About like our community, because we're friends, we have the same group of friends, and like thinking about what we've learned here and the kinds of conversations we have with people on the course, and the way that that space was facilitated to discuss certain issues, or you know, be really vulnerable, and like the sense of like togetherness and restoration that comes from that space being facilitated is something that we were quite inspired by, and been discussing how to kind of bring that into real life, like outside of the course and into like our circles, and that those conversations have kind of spilled out into having conversations with other friends and having ideas about how we can be more conscious with the way that we share with each other, and the way that we process our emotions about what's going on in the world.
Mm. Oh, that's powerful. For me, I think, I don't know, what are you talking about?
No, I was going to say, well, like, I think, again, with the conversations that I had with Dawn at the time, and then speaking, like, or trying to, like, translate those to people outside of the course coming back from it, like, I think everyone would have just come back and wanted to rave about the residential to like their family and friends and those people that I've spoken to, like part of some like people in our friend group who like I've wanted to kind of describe the whole weekend to, and like describe what like came out of this conversation, which was that, like, you know, we're all kind of at the same point in our lives where like I think we are like, you know, we're kind of out of our like youth in a way, and like
don't say that.
And like moving towards like, nah, like I know that we're younger than like some people on the course, and I know that like just in our point of life, we are we are probably are quite young, but like we've got this like we kind of, you know, we're talking about like the relationships that we've got, our little community, and how that's kind of based out of like the same themes of like just hanging out and drinking and you know, partying and clubbing and having fun and stuff, and trying to like join up the dots of people within that community who are like, who kind of feel the same as us, who like don't feel like able to kind of activate their like environmental or social kind of like takes on life, and like, you know, like
you're sharing that.
One of our friends, Maddie's boyfriend, who I was speaking to about this, he's a guy, he's also 27, 28, and was telling, you know, was basically, we were talking about this, and he was like, it's just so hard, like, it's so hard to kind of, like, activate all this stuff. I mean, he was saying, like, how many people do we know who, like, actually go out and, like, you know, volunteer in a community garden or something like that, or, like, volunteer a child. And then it was, like, thinking, well, really, how many people do we know that actually wish they were doing that and are not doing that because they don't, like, find the community that they, like, want to sort of support that, or, like...
And the apathy that people feel, I think, and the sense of helplessness that just comes from being like one island, one person.
Yeah, exactly.
Versus like the motivation to actually make change happen when you realize that you're part of a movement.
Yeah.
Yeah, I totally agree with Dawn and Finn on this one. Sometimes it's very hard to build up that community that is really, really active and get involved in things. But again, that's the way it is. But for me personally, of course, this next question was about what's my journey from here? With the course. I think my journey is, I say this every episode I've been editing, it's the same. I never change any much. I just think like taking care of myself spiritually. And yeah, keep talking in the podcast, as I said. And what else? Just be kind and healthy. And do volunteering and stuff like that, because it does help sometimes to do volunteer work and give your time, and you're learning as well as you do that. And mainly for me, just like to get the podcast ahead, growing and stuff like that. But yeah, I think we're going to end by this one, of course, because we didn't have enough time to get everybody to tell us on this episode about their journey, but I'm sure they're going to have a wonderful, wonderful journey on 2024. And the other person I forgot, in all episode I want to say, let's give a big, big, big one for the chef in the residence. It was so amazing. It was really good. If he's listening, it's Nico here, man. I'm giving you all my blessings. And thank you again for that. For the listeners, please follow us on Spotify. Share it to your friends, your networks. And yeah, I think that's it, to be honest. You can go to www.wetalkpodcast.co.uk.